Parshas Bahar, the Chukai say a lot of sugyas. Parshas starts with Shemitah. Shemitah, there's a lav in Shvius. Sod chaloi Sizra, v'charma chaloi Sizmar, and Isser Zriya in the Sodeh. The emissary is, we know it's also to do Harisha also, to plow. It's Machlekes Bishoyim if Harisha is an Isser de Rabbanon, or it's Taka de Raisa. But even if it's a de Raisa, the Raman Paskins, most Bishoyim, it's only an Isser Esse. Zriya is a lav, Sod chaloi Sizra. Aber Harisha is only an Isser Esse. Klairz de Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Shin Chavod, in the Mitzvah of Shemitah, on Noshim Chayiv in the Inyan of Shemitah. It's Mitzvah's essay, Shazman Grama, comes once every 7 years. So the lav, Avada, the lav of Zriya, Noshim Chayiv in all lavin. Over Mitzvah's essay, if it's a Mitzvah's essay, Shazman Grama, Noshim HaPotter, how you talking that Noshim HaPotter? Zog them in Cheschinach, Zriya, Avada, Noshim have the essay also. Because there's a cloud that we show you and say, if they're Nichlal in the lav, Avada, they have the essay also. Maybe he's Mesupik, maybe that's only the Gabi Zriya, because on Zriya there's a lav, so who wouldn't they have the essay? But on Harisha, which is only an essay, he's Mesupik. Or you don't know, it's one topic of Shemitah, and once they're Nichlal in the lav of Zriya of Shemitah, Sokhali Sizra, that shows us that they're Nichlal in the entire topic of Shemitah. A cleric of Menchus Chinuch, Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Sefer Derech Amuna, Mamish in the beginning, in the Rambam and Hilchas Shemitah, he's Matmiya, Lechayra, the Nidin is not only on Harisha, there are many other halachas in Shemitah. There's a chiyuv, like some rishonim, you have to be mafkir the sodah. Some rishonim hold it's hefker me'elam, but a lot of rishonim hold, there's a din you have to be mafkir. That's a mitzvah's essay. On noshim chayiv in that. There's a din of spichin, there's a din of la'ochla v'loy l'schoyra, la'ochla v'loy l'hefsid. There's a din of biur, peiris shmitah. All of these dinim, a lot of them are an iser essay, or an inyan of essay of shmitah, not the lav. Shmitah's ksofin. The Menchus Chinuch is clear, if you would say that it's a mitzvah's essay, says my grom, is a lot broader. And Hibe Emes brings Raya from Mishnayos, interesting, Legabe Hefker, if you hold you have to be Mafkir. He says it's a Mefarsh Gemara in Kedushin, that Noshim are also Chayek to be Mafkir. The Mishnah in Kedushin, Maisa, it brings a Maisa V'chomesh Noshim, the Elikeit Echad Kalkola Shal Te'enim, V'shal Lehen Hoysa, V'shal Shvias Hoysa, and he was Makadosh all five. It's a whole Shayla of the Kedushin's Chal or not. And part of the Sugi, the Gemara explains that it wasn't Gezel, because it was anyways Peres Shemitah, and they were Mafkir. The Mele is not a Shayla of being Makadosh B'Gezel. It's Noshim. It's a Chamesh Noshim. It's, you see that there's a din of Shemitah even by Noshim. And the Reb Chaim Kanievsky believes like that. That Avada, once Noshim are Nichlal in the lav of Sod Chaloi Sizra, that's a Giloy on the entire, all the subtopics of Shemitah. Noshim and Anoshim are Shoveh, people that are Machmeh to eat Peiris B'Kedusha Shvius. It's Mesupik if it's on Noshim. It says Avada. Noshim are also Mitzuveh and Muzer on this Inyan. The pasuk says, though, besides Shemitah, there's a din of a safar kulucha sheva shabsay shonim, sheva shonim, sheva pa'omim. The Sefer Achinuch and the Rambam also writes that they were enticed in a few places, that there's a mitzvah svira, the same way there's a mitzvah svira sa'oimer, parallel from last week's parsha, which is also 7 times 7. There's an inyan of Shemitah, 7 times 7, to get to Yovel, to get to the number 50. And there was a din svira every year on Rosh Hashanah, there was a din to kit, which year it is. And the Menchus Chinuch is Mesupik. What if you forget 1 year? Can you make the bracha? Because Avada with a bracha. The Bezdin would make a bracha. He's Mesupik. If you have the whole year, you have to mamish do it Rosh Hashanah. Did they do it Rosh Hashanah by day or Rosh Hashanah by night? And if it's ma'ak, if you missed 1 year, if you stop making a bracha. It's interesting. The Ramban in last week's parsha in Emor is Mesupik. The Ramban writes, V'lo yadati im mitzuvah al Bezdin agodo lispor hashonim v'hashmitois v'ayoibus. The Ramban is Mesupik. But Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam, the Chinuch, Toises. They say there's a din sphira. Now the Chinuch, he brings there's a din sphira, but then he asks, there's also a sphira by Zov, by Nida, the Sofra law. He had in the Sugi and Gittin, Yemayim and the Isha, the Sofra law, La'atzma. Is there a din sphira? And the Chinuch says there's no din sphira that the Isha should count today. It's the first day of Shiva Nikim, the second day, there's no din sphira. For the Chinuch, why not? It says the same lashon, the Sofra law, Usfarten, Vesafarta Lacha, Sheva Shapsa Yishonim. Sphere Sa'imer, the Sofra law. What? My Shna. Zok the Chinuch Yisoid. Kimlehu the Chazal. That on the same word, it can have different meanings. He brings another dogma. By Zechira, there's a din of Zechira as Amalek, and there's a din of Zachar Mash Asa Hashem Lemiriam. On Zachar Mash Asa Hashem Lemiriam, Avada was supposed to be Nizr on Lashon Hara, and learn Sefer Chofetz Chaim and Zachar Lemiriam. But there's no din Amira Bepeh of this Zachar. The Zachar of Amalek. And the Yetzias Mitzrayim is in the pet. So you see, it says Zohar, and it could have different meanings. Similarly, Zot Techinach, it could say Sfira, but Sfira could mean different things. Now it's interesting, because there's a Tosfos. Tosfos in two places, Taka asks, maybe there should be a din. At the same way, Sfira, so maybe an Isha should also count, and make a Bracha. So Tosfos says, Shema Tira V'Tistar. By Shiva Nikiyim, meaning Sfira, so you have to make sure not to forget. Right? Don't forget. But by Shiva Nikiyim, it's not even up to her. It's not the yoda. The dam is not the yoda. If the dam comes back, she'll be soiser the minute. She has to start again, Shiva. So, but there's a shayla. There's Tosfos say, therefore she doesn't make a bruch. In one place, Tosfos say, Shema tira betister velachain ein mevorchin. It's mashman Tosfos that the taka didn't see her. Just you don't do it with a bruch. Because it might be a bruch of atola. Might be a bruch of atola. But it's mashman that the etzem. The etzem din sphere would be shkoyich. The etzem din sphere would be just you worried about a chash bracha levatola. There's a tshuvas noy to be hood about this, and he brings back to there were those that are machmer from the shloch that taken the din sphere that the ish is supposed to mamish count ayomi and rishon ayom sheni. There's even a shayla. Let's say there was a tshuva. If the Isha knows that Baila is going to go for a trip for a few weeks, so anyways, she's not going to be home. So she knew the Cheshvan when it was supposed to be Shiva Nikiyim, but it wasn't the Gei B'chlal. More than that, she didn't count. B'chlal wasn't Oilul of the Cheshvan. And then surprisingly, the husband had come home. If that's she wasn't counting. She wasn't in the Cheshvan. But the Nidah says a different word. He says, Chazal knew that by Ziva, you don't have to actually count and say, today is the first, today is the second. Why not? Because by Sfiras HaOmer, it says, B'safarta. Of course it means you have to count. Otherwise, just take a calculator, make a cheshbon, take a calendar, and you know when Shavuos is, what's the whole... Obviously, but they're saying the Safarat that they counted. But by Ziva, Shema Tira V'Tista, he says, Nufshan Toises, it might stop. The Dam might come, you have to restart the cheshbon. So over there, the Safarat means keep cheshbon. You can't just say, oh, it's going to be next Tuesday. You don't know when it's going to be. Maybe Dam will come. So there, suffice it to be that the Safarat means to hold cheshbon. Not that there's a din bitoy to say, today is the first day, today is the second day. As they come to us. The emphasis in the Sfarim, you know, we're comparing Sfiras HaOmer with Sfiras Ziva. The Sfarim say that Sfiras HaOmer, the Kedushas Levi, all the Sfarim, it's Taka, Inyan of Sfiras Ziva. The Yidden with Tomei, Kidu, when they went out of Mitzrayim, they went to Memtesh Shari Tuma. And the same by Ziva, there's a process of 7 days. That's also why there's a process of 7 days to come out to the Cheshbon of Sfiras HaOmer. I saw even very interesting, the MS, when the Isha gets remarried, she has to wait 3 months, 90 days of havchana to wait between the Baal HaKoidim. It shouldn't be l'havchin, havchana. So the Sfarim write that in Sfira Sa'imi you have 90. How come you have 90? The first 6 days of Sfira we only say days. Starting from the seventh day, we count days and weeks. When you count days and weeks, it's a double count. So 43 of the days are nechshav kfulos, because you're counting also the Yom and also the Shkos. 6 pasha the days, and then another 43 doubles is exactly 91. That's the 3 months. That the 49 days between Pesach to Shavuos, because we double the counts, on most of the days, it comes out taket to a cheshbon of 90. That's the cheshbon. The Peskim Dan, just a little bit more on Sfira Soimer, the Peskim Dan, if you could count Sfira Soimer, if you're Yoitza, you know, everyone has a shayla, if the guy tells you it's Lag Boimer now, maybe he can't make a bruch anymore because he said it's lag boimer. But bechlal, are you yoytze when you say lag? And let's not talk about lag boimer. If a person says ayoyim chof alef yoyim laoimer or chof zayin, he says the letters. We know there is koyach of gematria, but does that count as a number? It's a shayla in the poskim. Lamosha the kohen gadol would count by the zrika on Yom Kippur. He would say achas, achas for achas, achas for shayin. You don't just say alef beis gimel. On the other hand, by Ma'aseh Behema, the Mishnah says, how did you count the end of the Parsha? How did you count Ma'aseh Behema? Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey. Doesn't say you have to say Achas. So there's a Yisoid, it depends what you're counting. By Ma'aseh Behema, it's just a Hefetimtza to get to the Cheshbon of 10. It's not that each one, you know, make each day count, each one count. Someone once told me, by Ma'aseh Behema, the Pshat is, why do you count? Just make a Cheshbon, you have 70 Behemas, so you bring 7 as a carbon. Because you have to convince the person, it's not Shkefelech, the first one is yours, the second one is yours, the third one is yours. One. So you're counting each one also. Think for yourself. But in Sfira Sa'imer, or by the Hazois of Kohen Gadol, You have to actually say a number. And that's klar. Sfiras ha'omer must be a number. But let's say it's the 17th day. You say Hayom Tov la'omer. You say a word that has that gematria. Hayom Tov la'omer. The klal is always that it has to be a number. L'moshel, if a person says Hayom Teferes Shebet Teferes or Chesed Shebet Hoy, things like that, that is zichen at yotze, because that's not a number. But if you say today is the square root of 81, or today is 49 minus 16, you say that's a number. As long as it can be confusing, but it's a number. It's a number. As far as when a person says lag de ba'omer, some want to say the reason we say lag ba'omer and not lag lo'omer is because gufa. Some say it's because it is chashash, meaning they say really the nusach is lo'omer, and we daft to switch it and call it lag ba'omer because you want to say dafkin oifen that you shouldn't be yotze to protect yourself. So don't bring a riot if the nusach is ba'omer. Don't forget the nusach is lo'omer, and ba'omer is to protect you. There's a vada, a famous yisoid, the Dvar Avram brings, and other Achroinim, that Sfiras Ha'omer is not a din amira, it's a din sfira, it's a din to count. The Dvar Avram says, therefore, there won't be Sveika de Yoima by Sfiras Ha'omer. It's not possible to do Sveika de Yoima, because a count has to be a Ba'ifin Mukhlat, that number. Similarly, there's a Shaila, you're not allowed to be Yoitzu with Shemeya Ka'oine. Shemeya Ka'oine, even though Bederach Lal, you're allowed to be Yoitzu with Shemeya Ka'oine. Shemeya is Ka'oine. But it's not kesoifer. To count, you have to count. On the other hand, you know, there's a big tshuva in Rabbi Kveger, if ksiva kedibur. I was mesupik, if ksiva kedibur, maybe fakert, maybe even on the side that you don't say ksiva kedibur, maybe counting it is. I mean, if a person points to a number, or he's asking you what a guy doesn't know which day of spheres, so you open a siddur, you point to page 36, you show him. I don't know if he's yaitse, he's not yaitse. A person has an app. Press something, when you scratch off, they send now, you scratch off. There it's Moichik Amanas Lichta, the place that you have the scratch off spheres of Oimers. No, the Sex Avadi should say it, but the question is, you're positive you can make a bracha if the guy already did that? You want to take places, you can make a bracha, still like a shav. You have to know the Gedorim, what's called counting. Yeah, Sado Asach Sugisto, it says, Behemshech, that by Yoivel, the Ishal Mishpachto, it's a shuvu. You know, Yoivel, an Evri will go out free, even if it's in the middle of the 6 years. But there's also within that a nirtza goes out in Yoivel. If you do it, there's a famous chakir in the Achronim, that a nirtza be'etzim doesn't go out by Yoivel. A nirtza is va'avodoy lo'oilom. Now when it comes Yoivel, and lo'oilom means lo'oilom time. Now when it comes Yoivel, it's afko. As opposed to the other ones, even if it's paga b'sheish, there's a lot of riots, that there it's a din of yitziyah b'yoivel. It's big greater. Blaib talks about other Achrayim. I want to say a fascinating diak. If you look at the Sugis and Kedushin, the Emetz, it says in this week's parasha three times that an Evidibri goes out by Yoivel. And the Gemara reads it dwarf. One is for a Nirtza, one is for a Meicher Bezdin, and one is for a Meicher Atzma. Oh, but it's Mavil. The Gemara makes the Cheshbon, which Pasuk is going on which. At the end of Maschana, the Gemara makes the Cheshbon, the Pesukim that an Evidibri go out are much later in the parasha when it's talking about the Dinam of Evidibri. And it says an Evidibri goes out Azoy, an Evidibri goes out Azoy. The Pasuk that a Nirtza goes out free is in the parsha over here in the beginning, by Hilchas Yoivel. Because it's not Hilchas Eved Ivri. Hilchas Eved Ivri Faker, it already says, Vavodi lo'oilom. Mitzad Gidri Eved Ivri, it's lo'oilom, and it means a richtige lo'oilom. No, Hilchas Yoivel says he should go out. That's why the Dikduk Rav, the Pusik that says that the Nirtza goes out, is not in the same place that the Pusik that a regular Eved Ivri goes out. A regular Eved Ivri goes out is Hilchas Eved Ivri, it's later in the parsha. It's Yaduah, there's a famous Zohar that says that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim by the Yoivel of Yoivlis. Because there's a cheshbin from the Tchilas Briyas Ha'olam until they left Mitzrayim, there was exactly 50 Yoivlis. Now, if every Yoivel is 50 years, and that makes a cheshbin that 2,500 years. Fregen d'Achroinim, and there's a famous shtickle in Oyer HaMeir, the Sefer HaMeir Shapiro. We know the Yidden went out after 2,448 years, 2,450. We'll round it off a year or two, but It's off by a lot. The 49 Yoivlis. 50 Yoivlis is 2,500 years. Dr. Meir Shapiro, Moira de Gishtiko. He says there's a Machlekes Tanoim, an Erechin. Machlekes Abhuden the Rabbanon. If every Yoivl is 50 years, or Be'etzem, every Yoivl is 49 years. Because there's a Mandi Omar, Abhuden holds that Yoivl is also year number one of the next cycle. Which Be'etzem means that every cycle is only 49 years. when it says in the Zohar that with the Yovel we're going to go, that the Klai Yisrael went out after 50 Yovelis, it's going like the Man D'Yomer, that every Yovel is 49 years. Then it works out taka perfect. But he adds, it says by the Sneh, when Moshe Rabbeinu is having a shakla v'tarya, he should go tell the Yidden that they're going out, Vayar Hashem ki sor liros. And there's a medrash that says that Moshe Rabbeinu was hinting sor. Sor is 206. And Moshe Rabbeinu was saying it's not so pushy that the Yidden should go out after 210. Maybe they should go out after 206. Another 50 years. What's the Indian that Moshe Rabbeinu was hinting ki sor liros, they should go out after another 50 years? Moshe Rabbeinu was dunning in this machloikis. He says maybe we paskin that every Yovel is 50 years. So we should go out after another 260 years. And why is Moshe Rabbeinu cheshvening this? Because if you do it, that there's a medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu lived for 120 years. Connected to 6,000 years of the world. 6,000 years is 120 Yovelis. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu lived 120. And Be'emes, the medrash in Parshas Vayisabrocha says Moshe Rabbeinu asked, he wants to live another 2 years. Why another 2 years? Because Faker, he wants the tiny we should paskin. He tells Hashem, you're taking out the Yidden already after 210. So you're going that every Yovel is 49. If every Yovel is 49, then I should live 122 years because there's 122 Yovelis in the 6,000 years. In this Shesh Yomim, the Shesh Salofim of Bria, how many Yovelis are there? It depends. It depends if the Yovelis are every 49 years or every 50 years. So that's a beautiful pilpul, that the issue with whether the year of Yovel counts also as year number one of the next cycle. Or but there's a Yediyah Niflah, there's a Yerushalmi. Meshech Chochma brings this in this week's parasha. There's a Moiridik Yerushalmi. The pastor when Rabbi Yehuda says Yovel is year one of the next cycle, it means that Yovel is taka every 49 years. Meaning the first Yovel is year 50, but the next Yovel is year 99, and then 148, because Yovel always counts as year number one of the next cycle. Oh, but if you look at the Yerushalmi state of Moir de Kechidosh and under Pshat, Avad Rav Yehuda agrees that Yovel is every 50 years. 50, 100, 150, 200. Yovel is every 50 years. Nevertheless, Rav Yehuda said, the year of Yovel counts as year number one of the next cycle. So how does that work? It works that it's no shaykhis one to the other. Shemitah is every 7 years, and Yovel is every 50 years. You know, we have this conception, because we don't pass like Rav Yehuda, that always Shemitah and Yovel come together. Every seventh Shemitah, the year following Shemitah, there's a Yovel. There's 2 years in a row. Not like Rabbi Yehuda. Like Rabbi Yehuda, it's two totally different marachot. Every multiple of seven is a Shemitah year, and every 5 years is a Yovel year. And your Yovel counts as number one of that seven cycle. Sometimes Shemitah is the year after Yovel. Sometimes Shemitah is in the middle. Sometimes every 350 years, the year of Shemitah coincides with Yovel. Because 350th year is also a Yovel, because it's 50, and it's also a multiple of seven. Work it out. It's mamish no shaychis. It's a gevaldik idea, because the Yerushalmi says that there's a havamina that an Eved Ivri would go out. It says sheishonim yavoi uvashvis yetzei lachavshi, which obviously means that an Eved Ivri works for 7 years, 6 years, and Eved Ivri doesn't go out by Shemitah. But there's a havamina in the Yerushalmi that an Eved Ivri goes out by Shemitah. That maybe Eved Ivri means sheishonim yavoi until Shemitah. And Shemitah is Moitzi and Eved Ivri. Fregend Achronim, how could you say that Shemitah is Moitzi and Eved Ivri? It says that Yovel is Moitzi and Eved Ivri. If you already went out by Shemitah, how could it be that Yovel is Moitzi? And obviously Shemitah is not Moitzi. There it says, the Yerushalmi and the Shittah story. Like the Yerushalmi, Yovel can come before Shemitah. Yovel comes in the middle of the cycle. No shy, just one to the other. It was a havamina that Eved Ivri goes out by Shemitah also. The Yerushalmi's maskanas know that about the Sheishon, he works for 6 years straight. He doesn't go out by Shemitah. But it's not mufrach in the Yerushalmi Mishitasai that there should be as a havamina. The Pasuk says, Be'emes by the Hemshech of Yovel, Vishaftim ala Oretz Lovetach. Lovetach is gematria 49. You want an insurance policy that you're going to stay in Eretz Yisrael another 49 years of the next cycle? Vishaftim ala Oretz Lovetach. Lovetach is gematria 49. You want to have a bituach to stay another 49 and keep Yovel, keep Shemitah, keep Yovel. Then it will be Vishaftim ala Oretz Lovetach. You have at the end of the parasha, you have the Indian of Ribbis. One famous Meister. Taisus in Ezu Neshech brings a Yerushalmi that if this person is Malva B'Ribbis, Adka Dekach his Oynish is going to be that he's not going to be Kam L'Tchias HaMeisim. There's a whole Indian why that if a person's Malva B'Ribbis, he's not going to become the Tchias HaMeisim. That's why once there was a Meister, there was a certain person that was a Malva B'Ribbis, And the shtok was very upset at him, so the Chevra Kadisha charged him a lot more to get their money back for the kvura. And they went to complain to the Moshel, to the emperor, of the Hungarian Malchus. And they came with a tiny to Rabbi Kveger with this issue. We come in Emin for them. So Rabbi Kveger said, well, I mean, everyone else, the charge is a rental fee. It's only to Tchiyas HaMeisim, but he needs a long-term, it's a different price, And they say the king was masking. You're offering Yerushalmi. But someone once asked the Satmar Rebbe, how come in Hilchas Yerideish, Hilchas Ribis, it's not put down, usually the Mechaber, in the beginning of a sukkah, brings mitzvah, chitzitzis, chaviva, tzarech lizor, but always says like, why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch mention the love of Ribis, chomer ad moed, she'eni kom utchis ha-meisim? Why it's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch? The Mechaber should have mentioned it. So someone once asked the Satmar Rebbe, and he mumbled, he said, what's atech if it's a shach? So it's not mamash the Mechaber, the shach says. Person looked, went through all Gan Shach in Hilchas Ribis, didn't say. The MS is the Pshat Zay, the Shach printed his sefer in the year Tof Zayin. In the year Tof Zayin. It's measured 70 years ago, in the year Tof Zayin. And he wrote a poem in the Hakdoma to the sefer Shach. On Yeridei, he wrote a poem. And every stanza of the poem represents a different chelik of the halachas of Derech, because Dayonim, because Alvoy, so forth. And in every stanza, the last few words, Taka Gematria 407, to be Muramas that he's writing it in that year. And in the stanza that applies to Hilchas Ribis, it says, Lo Yokutz Imanu. It ends off, Lo Yokutz Imanu. He won't wake up with us. That's what the Satmar Rebbe meant, that Shtetis and Shach, it says it in the back, in the Shach's poem. In Bechukoisei Teilechu, Yedua, the famous Maishah, the Rechaim HaKadosh has 42 Pshatim over here. Ayin Shom. In Bechukoisei Teilechu, Rashi says, Shetiyu Ameilim Batoira. I saw in the Nesiva Shalom, he writes, Ameilus Batoira, it says, B'loshen Choyk. What's the Nakuda that it says, B'loshen Choyk? So he brings the Medrash Rabbah. Afinart over here, that the Medrash says, "In loy brisi yoyman v'layla chukos shemayim v'aretz leisamki." Brias ha'olam is a choik, and the Medrash Bemis continues many different inyanim, and he quotes pesukim on all of them. Shemesh v'yareach chukos. It says, "Asher samti choil gvul ayam v'sumi layam chukoy." It brings pesukim that shemayim v'aretz, shemesh v'yareach the tahoim. B'chukai chugal p'nei tohoim k'seidu, the ganzat suras abriya is with a choik. But if them state in the pasuk in b'chukai say teilechu, and it's not, a lot of the Sfarim talk about this nekuda, it's not schar v'oynish. The pasuk says in b'chukai teilechu v'nesati g'shmeichem v'itom, it's not schar v'oynish. It's the choik of the briya. The Eibishter made a briya pili, a peledik briya, which has chukim, it has the way the shemesh and direch, the way that it works, mamish precision, to the millionth of a second exactly how the shemesh and the yireach and the tides and the water and the oceans, it's all mamish precision with a choyk. But what is the whole manganon, the thing that's poiling the whole Indian? It's b'chukai sekeleichu. That's the mitzias. Ad kadekach, the same way, you know, the oilam farshtei, it says v'nosati gishmeichem be'itom, so then v'nos na'oretz yivula. That's not schar v'oynish, everyone understands. That's the teva. After it rains, the crops grow out. The bechukoyset teleichu v'nasati gishmeichem v'itam is the same gather. It's that's the teva, the choik of the bria. The choik of the bria works that if with the klolim of in bechukoyset teleichu. The whole bria is based on that. The Gemara in Kedushin the Emes says, the Gemara says that it's a t'nai. The Gemara learns out the halachas of t'nai kofel from bechukoyset teleichu because it says in bechukoyset teleichu. And the Hemshech, it says, in the Chukai Seh Temosu. So the Gemara Lazan, you see from here the Gedorim of Tanai Kofel. Is the emesis is a Pella. The Rishonim ask already. There's a famous rule, Mishpatei Atnoyim. One of the rules you need for Tanai is Milsa de Isa B'Shlichus. Milsa de Isa B'Shlichus. And over here, you're making a Tanai on V'nasati G'shneichem B'Itom. That if you're going to do the mitzvahs and Amelus Batari, you're going to get Geshem. The Gemara says in Tainis, Rishonim ask the Kasha. The Gemara says in Tainis, Gimel Mefteichos Shelo Nitnu L'Shlichas. One of the things that wasn't given b'shlichus is the mafteach of gishomim. So how could the Eibush to make a t'nai in b'chakoyse t'elechu, and then, and only then, will be gishmeichem b'itom, geshem is not isa b'shlichus, and one of the klolim in hilchus t'nai is ain't isa b'shlichus. The Rishonim ask, they say, what kinds of terutzim? Pel ha'god, l'chomish kin teretz. Toysis and Gittin brings this kasha, kalachar yad, and Toysis says it's considered isa b'shlichus. Because b'chukoyse t'elechu doesn't just mean amelis fatoyer, it means all of the mitzvahs. And right mitzvahs are possible to do on Yidei Ashlich. So mitzvahs are Issa B'Shlichus. Mamash Rabbi Kiveger over there asks, he says, Hashem Yareinai, Mamash Apella. It's Poshet. The rule of Milsad Issa B'Shlichus is not that the T'nai has to be Issa B'Shlichus. The thing you're doing, you're making a Chalois, Kedushin, Gershin, Chalitza, whatever you're doing, Chalitza is less of B'Shlichus. That's why you can't make a T'nai by Chalitza, because Chalitza is less of B'Shlichus. So what's less of B'Shlichus? The Maisa, not the T'nai. Over here, the Maisa is the Yerida's Geshomim. The T'nai is in B'chukoyse T'leichu. But the T'nai of the B'chukoyse T'leichu was on Yerida's Geshomim. Yerida's Geshomim is less of B'shlichus. What does it help that the Maisa of Maisa Mitzvahs is Issa B'shlichus? It's Mamash Pella. The Nesati Geshmeichen V'itom is a murder from the Magid, Mimiz Rich. He says that the Gashmi is the Geshmeichen that's going to come is going to be B'itom. A person has to know, and this is that is hard to talk about in the door of Shefa. But for the richtig amelus b'tayr, you have to know that the way it works is v'nasati gishmeichem be'itom, that the gashmius comes only at the time that you need it. You don't need the ganze. There could be a symptom of gashmius a little bit. There's a melitza that says chesuri nichsera v'hachik t'tani. The Gemara says a lot of times. If a person is a little chosser, then can a zitzin learn? And maybe with too much shefa, it's nishta zay poshet. There's interesting to maisa. Our door is not. I was the other night by yeshiva, suffering yeshiva. There was shawarma with chips, with falafel, and a buffet tells me, oh, he has to go out to eat. Well, the yeshiva is serving. It's a restaurant. A buffet came to a bochber. Buffet came to a bochber, and then they used to give out people that you would eat by the different balabatim and shtot. So a new buffet clearly got accepted. So the bochber said, okay, so yom rishon you're gonna eat by this mishpacha, yom shlishi by this mishpacha, yom chamishi by this mishpacha. So the bochber asked, what's with sheni? If you came in to eat, well, I gave you a few days. A partake is genug. It's misogyny we don't have. That it's hard to learn, but on the other hand, it's hard to learn bedachas, but it's Torah shalom and bat, it's Torah that talk of bedachas. I heard a meister once, they say that the Bochum by Kamenitz, they came into Rav Ochber and to Rav Ruven, the son of Rav Ruven Grozovsky, and they said that it's very, very shame. There was mamash, there were only hard bread, old bread that they were getting from the bakery. And there wasn't even butter. And the Bochum came, they sent over a kvutz of Choshev Bochum by Bochber, and they said, Mele to learn in Gemara Rashi, aber fatois is staff me putter. To be able to do a hard of a through a shver tois, we need butter also. And the mice is that a Bochber looked at a Reuven, he says, the Bochum's an gerecht, fatois is staff me putter, and he was machet to go to America. In America, he went to Poyle Yeshiva. They say he learned English. They came back and he said, they said, Rebbe, what did you learn in English? He said, I learned the words al try. And they asked him, what's made? He says, made gornish. But he went to America. I had a shy on this mice. I never understood. Rashi is easier than Toistus. Smaller. No, Ben, it's the fresh. Rashi. It's Toistus bigger. What's made the meiser? The more Rashi came along, all put the Toysis nish. The Shvitzer never a Rashi. If she Toysis macht his life, there it opens up the Musogan. You can go back to the Rashi afterwards and verstehe. So I want to say Epshat. It's a machudistic Epshat, but Epshat. I'm a halach. There's a Gemara of a Kama. The Gemara says there was a shock of a Tari there where by Dalit Vehei, it's what's the din if it's a half of a Hema? Do you say Chamisha Chetzi Bakar? Chamisha Bokar, Valoi Chamisha Chetzi Bokar? Or no, there's no such drasha. So there's a shak of Atariya that one of the Amiroim came and he told him, Letzafri said, Chamisha Bokar Amarachmana. Vafibu Chamisha Chatzoi Bokar. Leorta, he came afterwards, he says, no. The next day he says, no, I made a mistake. Why didn't I have shot yesterday? Veloi Chalpi Bisru the Tur. As I say in the Gemara, he says, I'm changing shot on the Sugi. Veloi Chamisha Chatzoi Bokar. Yesterday, Loi Chalpi Bisru the Tur. What did it mean, Loi Chalpi Bisru the Tur? Rashi says it means, that I wasn't ma'ayin in the sugya stark enough. He means it's a mushel. I didn't harv enough in this. Taisa says it means literally, I didn't eat that day, and I did it by the nefshat. So dos meinach nefshat. Like Rashi, that when the Gemara finally says, we can't just learn a loya chalti, Rashi says it means, he did harav enough. Toisvis is the one that says that on the flesh, it's kabas of a cholado, but Toisa says on the flesh, it doesn't make a mink. Five Toisa is daf min mer. Toisa is l'shitosa. Matzias, I'm shanan the mice. The pasuk says, "Vayta v'hishbati chaya ro min haaretz." V'hishbati is the same lashon as tashbisu, and be'etzem there's a tzushtel. By Pesach there's a din tashbisu, and here also v'hishbati. Now by tashbisu we know there's a machloikis. Does it mean literally you destroy it? It's not in the world, or you do bittul along this? It's kiyul. It's not here. Moir the gezach the meshachochim is b'tayin. There's a machloikis tanoim. What does it mean, v'hishbati chaya ro min haaretz? That they're mavirim in the oilim, they won't beat it? Well, no, they'll beat it, but they won't be mazik, they won't bite, they won't attack. That's a bigger nice, that they'll be there, but they won't attack. That's Rav Shimon's ma'alav. Rav Shimon goes, the ma'alav yidera chatev. V'hishbati chaya ro min haaretz, that they will be there, but they won't bite. So the same thing by tashbisu. No, by tashbisu, the Chazal say, that even though midoy raisa, it's enough to do bittul, aber mitarabona deru misakin ekti deshoi, shema yovi lo'ocha. I think the same thing over here by the Hishbati, Chaya Rom and Oretz. Epshas is all mahalat that they'll be there. Or by Meduksech, the Shem Yavil Och, on the Chaya Rom. And the Emes, the Zohar says, what's the Pshat, the Hishbati, Chaya Rom and Oretz? In Zohar state, if a person has a Tzuras Odom, if a person, the Emes, would have a Tzuras Odom, the Pasuk says in Bereishis, if a person has a Tzelem Alikim, so the Chaya is scared of the Odom. If there's a matzah that a Chaya is there and attacks, is because felt in the Tzuras Odom. The Gemara says, this is the statement is far already, Ein Adam Oivar Avera Elam Kei Nichnas Boi Ruach Shtus. What's the Ruach Shtus? A Shoyta. What's a Shoyta? Hama'abed Masha Noisnim Loi. Ma is Gematria Odom. If a person loses his Tzuras Odom, then he's holding by doing a Chet. And then there's no Vishbati Chayro. The Vishbati Chayro Nemzich. Nemzich from the Tzuras Odom Sheboy. State later on in the parasha, V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov, V'af es brisi Yitzchok, V'af es brisi Avraham Ezkor. So Rashi already tells all the Mepharshim talk about it, it's in the wrong order. It says, Yaakov, and then Yitzchok, and then Avraham. The order is Avraham, Yitzchok, Yaakov. So there's many pshatim, Rashi means pshatim, a lot of the Achronim say pshatim. I heard what's interesting, the pshat, Avchan Kanievsky brings this idea. When you're remembering something, you're going back in time. You go back in time. You meet Yaakov first. As you're thinking back, what was Zikaron goes back. Remember once in the yeshiva we learned Masechta Nedarim. There's a shver ma'aser that without going into the whole details of the sugya, there's a Gemara Nozir Dafir Aleph. Oh, it's the topic we handle. The Gemara says a nozer could make a nazirus al tnai. And Tosfos asks, it's not so poshut because it's not milsa isa b'shlichus. You can't make a shlichus to nozer. Tosfos, you could send a karbonus b'shlichus. But Tosfos munches over there, how could you make a nazirus al tnai? Nozer dafir al. Rabbi Kivager and Gilgan Ashas asks, why did Tosfos only ask by nozer? You could ask by nedorim. And he asks from a Gemara nedorim that ayin ches that over there you see also a person made a neder al tnai. All that why did Rabbi Kivager ask from the Dorm Ayin Ches? There's already a sugi in the Dorm Daftes Vov. And that they get to first say that in the Dorm Daftes Vov there's a sugi of Tanai by Neder. And this big Torah from Rabbi Nochem that over there it's a different Geder, it's not Mamash Tanai. And the end for why Rabbi Kivager only asked from the sugi Ayin Ches. Rabbi Kivager, the Mizot, that's the Gilgan Ashas, Rabbi Kivager wrote, he had two Sidorim, he had one say the 50 hours the same blot, and one say the 50 blot an hour or a day, whatever, the Shnell. Nozer dafir aleph, as Rabbi Kivager, the den tzirik, Nedorim Ayin Ches comes first. Not Nedorim Daftes Vav, Nedorim Ayin Ches is close to Nozer dafir aleph. V'chein tirakti v'zehar be'kushis chamuris. Oh, but there's a maisa with Rav Meir Shapiro. He wanted, when he was poiling to build his yeshiva, Chachmei Lublin, Chayel, Yachel, yeshiva's Chachmei Lublin, he wanted to daven by Kivri Obis in the Beis HaKvaros of Lublin. And on one hand, he wanted to go to the Choyze. The Choyze had lived 100 years before him. Choyze of Lublin. But in that same Beis HaKvaros was also the Maram of Lublin, and other Gedolei Olam that had lived there hundreds of years before. and he was going to daven by both kvarim, but he wanted to know where to go first. So on one hand, a gedolei achronim from hundreds of years before, it's under a door. Yeah, you read this hadoyrus. There's a Muslim, you read this hadoyrus. On the other hand, you know, he said zikorin, we're going to be malu the zichron of the tzaddikim. Maybe the choiz is closer. This stickle. And he said, there's a raya, there's a charki, there's b'si Yaakov, v'avas b'si Yitzchok, v'avas b'si Avram. You see that that's the order you go. When he got there to the base of Kfar, Zitaka went to the Choyza first. But when he got to the kever of the Choyza, he was mamash, they're shrug, and he was very frightened. He said, 10 feet from here, 20 meters from here, there's the kever of the Maram. He's doing the Pegia, he's not going there first. He was very nervous. And then he saw the kever of the Choyza in Lublin. The Choyza in Lublin's name was Yaakov Yitzchok ben Avram. Yaakov Yitzchok ben Avram. The Nochadaita. Niskabel that Itaka had made the right decision. You have at the end here, there's a sugi of Erechim. After the whole Teichacha and all the Shver Zachin, the Torah talks to us about Erechim. What's the pshat? Because the Torah wants to show you a person might, after the whole Teichacha, come to a conclusion that actually, you know, his self-esteem is a little farklapped. He's not holding Azoi. So comes the Torah to say, no, Erechim. Every person has an Erech, has a value, has a chashivas. The MS, if you take all the numbers of Erechim, Balaturim brings, that a zohar, there's different price tags, yeah, for a zohar and a cave, and for age, right? The other factors don't go in. They think of all kind of other factors. No, state zohar and a cave and age. If you add up all of them, it comes out to 143, which is the amount of klolas signed the teichacha of parshas Bukhukhoisai with the klolas of teres koinim. The erichin is coming to say, look at the balaturim. The person has to have an erich. But there's an interesting, it's one hour, there's a sugya, everyone has a price tag, Zohar from 20 to 60 pays taka, the full 50 shekel. There's a din called Hesed Yad, the whole sugya in Erechim. If a person is very poor and he doesn't have the full amount, then it suffices if he gives whatever he has. And then he's good. But it's only if he gives everything he has. Meaning if a person says Erki Alai, regular 20 to 60 guy, Zohar, he owes 50. He said Erki Alai, or Erich Pleni Alai, whatever, he's high 50. And all he has is 30 or 20. If he gives everything, then he's Makayim is din. It's a separate, it's like a sif cotton in the parasha. Hesed Yad Yoyotze. But only if he gave everything. If he had 20, he only gave 19. So he wasn't the kind Hesed Yad. And we say, listen, you paid 19, you still owe another 31. When you get the money, we'll wait. It's Avmanut. But if you pay everything you have, then Yoyotze Bezunder with. There's a new oifen to be yoytze if you do hesed yad. But if you pick the option of hesed yad, you have to do gans and hesed yad. Avada, we know that hesed yad is not less than one shekel. If all the person has a half a shekel, half a sela, that doesn't count as a keem of hesed yad. If a person said, Erki Alan, he owes 50, and he says, the buyer only had a half a sela, we say, fine, half, now you still have another 49 and a half. Because you can't even count hesed yad with less than everything you have. With less than a sela. Notice Vasemes has an interesting shaila. There's a musik of a person says chetzi erki alai. Now regular 20 to 60 zohar that says chetzi erki alai. Or 25. Because it's not been a person could say chetzi erki alai. It's 25. What if he only has 20? So Claritus Vasemes, so how much does he pay? He says avad, he has to pay a full 20. You can't say his hesed yad is 20. And he said, Chetzi Erki Alai. So he'll pay half of his Hesed Yad. Says, Avad not. Because Chetzi Erki Avad is Machayi 25. And whatever you said, you want to be Yoytz, Hesed Yad, then you have to pay the whole 20. Avad, you can't say, I'm going to pay half for the Hesed Yad. But Beklaris this Vasemis, what if Taki only has a half a seller? Could you then say, even though Bederek Klal Hesed Yad can't go below a seller, but over here, though, he said, Chetzi Erki Alai. And maybe the key of giving everything he has, which is half a seller, or even though normally half a seller doesn't count, maybe it should count. Sofik in the Sfasemis there in Erechim. Now, I noticed there's a lot of things in the Torah that we find that are taka because of Erechim. Pidyon HaBen is Chomesh Shloim, that's taka the price of a Zohar that's from Floishim Yom till 5 years old. That's taka the price. And there's another one very interesting. When you kill an Eshar, kills an Eved, you pay Shloishim Shel Eved. Because Eved is the Kushan Isha. And the price of an Isha from 20 to 60 is 30. If I say, if Eshar kills an Eved that's more than 60 or less than 20, you're still going to pay Shloishim Shel Eved. About it is a light pool. But there's a connection. Now, the Emes, Tosfos in Erechin says, if a person says Erech Avdi Olai or Erech Eved Zu Olai, an Eved Zohar, Avadi pays 50. Avadi pays 50. You don't say that Eved is worth 30. Be'etzim. What's the pshat? So Ken Zaren is thinking because the Eved could be in Shtachar. So even though Be'etzim and Eved is like an Isha, but for Erechin, he could always be Mishtachar and then go up. That's a proba that he's worth 50. But when the Shor killed him, so he's dead. He died as an Eved. Then you can say he's still the Vek, etc., that his price could be 30. You don't have to say that it's going to bite sich to a higher price. One last story you have at the end of the sugi of Meiser Behema. There's a pasuk over here. V'chol Meiser Bokar V'tzoyim Kol Asher Yavar Tachas HaShovet Ha'asiri Yekoydish L'Hashem. There's a murder of the Gevart from Shamshim Ashtapolia. We know that the Asara Haruge Malchus, every one of them was Be'etzim connected one of the Shvatim and came from that Shevet Bepashtis. And there was really 9 Shvatim that were Pogei Abi Yosef. Binyamin wasn't there. And Reuven wasn't there. You have the 9 Shvatim. So who's the 10th one? The 10th one was HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzarif with the Shvatim. So V'chol Maser Bachar V'tzoyin Kol Asher Yavar Tachas HaShevet, all the other ones were from a Shevet. Asiri, the 10th one is Yekoydish Lashem is Rav Akiva. Where's the remez for Rav Akiva? Rav Akiva was made Negeri. So he doesn't represent from a Shevet. He's the one that represents Hashem. That's why he was the one that was able to darshan Es. The rabbis tell me Es Hashem Alekechatira. Shimon Amsuni had to back out. Rav Akiva is able to darshan. The rabbis tell me the Chacham. He's the one that's connected the shame. And there's a remez even in the Rosh Hashanah. The first few words of the Pasuk. V'chol Maser Bokar V'tzoyin. V'yedu Kulam. Lama Meis. Why? Because the other 9 of the Harugi Malchus were from each Shevet. The 10th one is Takar Rabbi Akiva, that he is Kodesh Lashem. It's not stam that it calls him Roye Bokar Vitzoyim. In the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Tezayin, it has the Shaka Vataria that they ask him, "Atohu Akiva Shashimcha Oilam Yisoyfa Oilam Atsoyfoy? Ashrecha Shazazich Hishal Hashem Vadayim Lahigati Leroy Boker? Omler Akiva, Fiulay Leroy Tsoyim." It's a shock of a tire that that's what his title is. It's brought down within the mitzvah Eson what it means that Rabbi Akiva is Misoyfa Oilam Vatsoyfoy. Soyfa Oilam Vatsoyfoy is 564 Gematria. That's how many times Rabbi Akiva is mentioned in Shas. So his name is Misoyfa Oilam Vatsoyfoy. Thank you.